Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is Saturday, and it's 8:29. And if you listen to my last podcast, guys, oh my God, don't beat me down. I still did not finish my studying for Black Femicide, guys, because it's going to be the best podcast I've ever recorded in my life. So I really, like I said, I'm still working on it. So today, I just made me a little cosmopolitan, wrote me up a little J, and my daughter's out with her friends. So I can really get into this podcast. It's not going to be a long drawn out podcast because I don't really have anything to talk about, but, you know, I'm here and we're here and why not? You understand me? So it's Saturday. And like I said, the last podcast that I did before is basically me. I'm transitioning into my 40s, guys. I'm going to be 40 August 29th. And is your girl ready? Huh? A little bit. I'm a little ready. I mean, I guess. I'm excited. Number one, I'm excited to be turning 40. By the grace of God, I'll see my 40th birthday. And I just feel good. I just had a full physical from the rooter to the tuta. You know, blood work. I did have a little, you know, something that was bothering me. I noticed when I went to my doctor, I explained to my physician, my neck was, it seems a little bit bigger than normal. I don't know if it was like fat from me eating cakes and pies, or it's because of my thyroid or something attributed to my thyroid. Because my last physical examination, the beginning of the new year, I got a full physical and I got my blood work checked for my thyroid, and my thyroid levels was fine. So just last week, I went back last week to get another physical because I'm going to be 40 in August, and I just want to bring it in feeling healthy and beautiful and vibrant. You know, everything is ticking and clicking and, you know, juicy and goosey. So I went and got all my blood work done. Everything is great. And my culture, my GYN, my pap smears, everything is good. But the doctor was talking about my neck. So I'm like, oh God, what's going on? What's the tea with this? So he gave me a referral to get a sonogram on ultrasound for my neck, right? So I did that, when was it? Last week. And they said it's going to take like a week. So I have to go back Tuesday for the results. I'm a little, I'm not going to even lie. No tea. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid at all. I feel really good. I feel really healthy. I mean, hopefully it's just nothing. I mean, if it really just is a fat ass neck, then I definitely have to get on a diet. And what's so crazy, I don't even feel fat. So that's another reason why I feel like, well, I'm lying. Sometimes I do feel bigger than I look. Or maybe I feel like I look bigger than I am. I don't know, but I don't eat a lot. I eat a lot of seafood. And that's another thing. I have to watch my cholesterol. But I'm more so of a pescatarian. I love veggies, fish, and I don't really eat fried foods. I stay away from all of that. I love sautés, grilled, baked, stew. That's more so my style. I don't really fry anything. So Tuesday, I have to go hear the results of my fat neck, and let me stop being so ignorant. I'm literally putting too much tea on this podcast, but I think everyone needs to check their health. You know, we're getting older, and it's not about, you know, just being a hypochondriac. We need to know where we are with it. Like, you know, there's a lot of diabetes in the Black communities, a lot of high cholesterol and heart problems in the Black community. And we need to take control of our health. So, like I said, I'm going to be 40. I feel amazing. I feel pretty good, you know. My energy is here. I'm ready for whatever. And I'm just on a good foot. So, I basically want to do this podcast because I'm already 4 minutes in. And I want this to be about, like, are you chosen? Like, are you the chosen one? Do you ever feel like you never fit in? Like, your whole entire life, you never fit in. I don't care how cool you was in school. I don't care how attractive you are or non-attractive. Like, I want to know, did you ever feel like, even in your family, like you were the Black sheep? Or, because when I say chosen doesn't mean that you're like super wealthy and have all this money and things like that. Because I believe that chosen ones go through hell. You know, God put them through the ringer. You know, the chosen ones are the ones that, yes, God loves all his children, but for some reason, we have to overcome more trials and tribulations more than the regular people. Like the chosen ones, I'll give you an example. I just feel like, honest to God, my whole life I've been a chosen one. And some people might think that's as bragging, but I don't think it's bragging because I've had a really, people don't believe it or not, a very trying, just, you know, testing upbringing. You know, I've been in so many fights growing up as a teenager. I can't even count on my 10 fingers how many fights I've had. How I was just always not really... I was always a smart girl, but I just was never really focused when it came to my classwork. Like, I would be able to finish my work, but my mind was never really into that institution. I've always just never felt like I fit in. I would be writing poetry in the back of the class or sketching a design or something. Like, my mind was never really here. I've never felt like I fit in. And even back when I can say maybe like when I was like 8 or 9, I had a paranormal experience that happened to me at my grandmother's house that I never told anybody, but only like 3 of my friends to this day, if you ask them, they're there to say, yeah, absolutely, it happened. And they're here to remember it. So I know that I'm not losing my damn mind. But I remember it was like, I just always was different. I've always attracted, I would say, that paranormal energy. I don't know why. It's just been my whole entire life. I've always been very clairvoyant and sort of psychic. I don't like to say psychic because that freaks people out and it kind of like chases people away. So I try not to really indulge in letting people know how clairvoyant I am. I'm just very good on energy and I can pick up people's character without them even speaking a word. I can read energy. It's weird to explain, but I've been like that my whole life. So anyway, I'm gonna give you an example. Whenever I was like 9 and 10 years old, and I was at my grandmother's house, and at the time I had an older cousin. She was away in college. So I was in my grandmother's house and I would call my grandmother on the phone, like, Nana, can I come vacuum my cousin's room? Because she wasn't there at the time. She was away in college. So my grandmother would let me come vacuum and she would give me like $2 or whatever for me to go get some crabs from the crab guy. It was this guy. He's not there no more, but his name is Mike. He used to make crabs in Harlem on 125th Street on the east side. And not even just Mike. Actually, it was Robert Lee. Robert Lee used to be on 135th and Lenox Avenue, across the street from Harlem Hospital. If you're from Harlem, you know, you know. He used to make the best seafood. He was from South Carolina. He made the best seafood, hands down. It was in a fancy restaurant, but he had lines all the way around to the Schomburg Library for his mussels and his crabs and his crab legs, his clams. It was just... it was amazing. That was an awesome time in the 90s. But anyway, I would call my grandmother and ask Nana, can I like vacuum Elaine's room or whatever? Sorry for saying her name out like that. She probably don't. Anyway, so I would ask my grandma, Nana, can I vacuum the room to, you know, whatever? So my grandmother would say, sure, come downstairs. I would go to my grandmother's house. I would vacuum the room, right? But at the time, my cousin had like a little boombox in her room at the time. And this is before my little cousin, God rest his soul, Z, was born. This is way before Z was born. This is like when my little sister just turned. This was like around 1993. So I had to be like 10 years old. It had to be 93, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it was like a little boombox. Like back in the day, you could put a cassette tape. And I remember my cousin, she had like a boombox in her room. And at the time, she had like this pink bed. Like the poles were pink. And it was like... it looked like a couch. It looked like a futon, but it wasn't a futon. It had like pink, it was like a pink little twin size couch bed or whatever it was. Anyway, I remember I went with my grandmother to pick it out for her. This was years ago. I was young. But anyway, this is so crazy because I haven't thought about that in years, but I'm going to get to the point about being chosen and just how weird things happen. Okay, so this was like, all right, so I'm in my cousin's room. She's not here. It's just me, my grandmother. My grandmother's in the living room watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I can remember this like it's yesterday. I'm on punishment. My best friend at the time, her name was Nina. And my mom let her ride my bike. So Nina was riding the bike, and at the time, my grandmother, my cousin's room was all the way in the back. So if you open the window, you could see. You could literally open the window and see your friends playing outside. I was on punishment. I forgot what I did, but I couldn't go outside that day. So my best friend at the time, Nina, God rest her soul, she's no longer here, but she was riding my bike around around the building, and I would look out the window, and you know, I would see her sister, and I think it was another neighbor that lived in the building at the time. They were my best friends at the time. So I'm on punishment. So at the time, I think it was a show called Ricky Lake that was out. It was either Ricky Lake or Jenny Jones or even Sally Jeffy Raphael at the time. So it's just me, my grandmother in the house, right? It's no one else in the house. My cousin away at college, and then I had a god cousin. He wasn't there. It was just me and my grandmother. So I took a cassette tape. My cousin had like these cassette tapes. It was like an empty cassette tape that you could play and record songs from the radio and things like that. But it didn't have no music or anything on the cassette tape. It was just a blank cassette tape. So I wanted to do like my own talk show at the time. You know, fast forward now, I have a podcast, which is so ironic. But then I wanted to do like my own little, you know, segment. So back then when you had the cassette tape, a blank cassette tape, and you had a boombox, you could press play, and it had like a red record button that you could press both at the same time, and you could record yourself through the little microphone that's like right next to the red button. So me being a kid at the time, I did my own little show at my grandmother's house, and I've never told nobody this story. So this is so crazy that I'm saying it to strangers that might not believe me. It doesn't matter. It is what it is, because I do have receipts. My homegirl that passed away, God rest her soul, she was there. I remember I called her, like, y'all gotta come upstairs. Y'all gotta hear this. And also her sister that I think I asked her not too long ago, she still remembers. And I have another person that was there that witnessed it. I don't have the information, or I don't know where they are right now, but I do have receipts. Anyway, so I'm in my grandmother's house, right? And I'm in the back room, my cousin's room. I put the blank cassette tape, and then I press play and I press record. And then I'm like, welcome to the Taniqua show, you know? I was doing my fake talk show, like Sally Jeffy Raphael at the time. And I'm like, I have a guest today that is so upset, or blah, 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 blah. I don't remember what the show was about. I was 10 years old. Do you know when I rewind the tape back to hear what I recorded? Do you know what I heard in the background? To this day, it still gives me the chills. I still want to know what the hell that was. I still have no idea. But it was like a baby in the background. Mind you, I'm just in this room by myself. There's no one else in this room. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no one. My grandmother's all the way in the living room watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So it's just me and my grandmother in the house. She's all the way in the front. I'm all the way in the back room playing with this cassette tape and this boombox. And I'm recording something on the cassette tape. And then when I rewind it back, I hear like a kid in the room with me. Freaks me out. To this day, I don't know who that kid was. I was a kid at the time, so it would sound like a little baby. It sounded like a baby. It's like a baby playing. It did not sound like, let me see. It didn't sound like a big kid. It sounded like a little baby, like playing or something. And to this day, it freaks me out. So that was my first introduction to being clairvoyant and things that I predicted before it happened. And I'm gonna say one more thing, and then I'm gonna end this, because I don't want to get you guys freaked out. It's the weekend, people supposed to turn up. I still didn't do my podcast about a black femicide, but I'm gonna get to it when I can. I'm not trying to be morbid, but I've had so many situations like that when it comes to like a family member that is no longer here that will come visit me. Even before they gone, even before they passed away, I would have some type of situation that happens. I'm going to give you a short example with my mom, and then I'm going to go, because I haven't told anyone this besides, like I said, the people that are around me that know this happened. There were two things that happened. I was drinking a Cosmopolitan, so I think I have too much liquid courage. I'm going to say this, and maybe it can help somebody, maybe it can't, and maybe it has something to do with being chosen, but before my mom passed away, right? Let me give you an example. Guys that don't know my mother, she was very strong. And she was like the matriarch of the family. After my grandmother passed away, my mother was just very strong. She was a good mother. She was a good cook. You know, she had a heart of gold. She loved children. She did her best to make the family the best she could. You know, she did what she could with what she had. And my mother lost her life to cancer. And that was like the most horrible thing I've ever witnessed in my whole entire life. And I've seen some heartbreaking things, but I think losing someone that is like the matriarch and someone that you value and appreciate so much, and you, it's nothing you could do about it. And there's no amount of money that could bring their health back. And there's no amount of anything or tears or prayers that can fix it. That is the most defeating thing I think anyone could ever experience in their whole entire life. And anyway, losing my mom to cancer really affected me so much, to a point where I started to, I guess, act out, you know, not say act out, because I'm always really cool, but I started to more so question my faith and question God, because I knew that my mom really loved the Lord, and I had a lot of questions. But let me just get to the point of what I mean about just my clairvoyance. The day my mom died, I was supposed to go to the hospital and see her. The day before that, I was a drunken slob kebab because I went to brunch with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and we were supposed to go see my mom, but I had way too much drinks because I was just so overwhelmed at the time. I knew that she had only a certain amount of days left, and I was just basically numbing my pain to the rooter, from the rooter to the tutor. I was way more younger than I was. I just did not couldn't process losing my mom. So that day I didn't go to see her. She was in hospice, and I think my little sister went, because when I was going home, like I said again, I was a drunken mess. I was confused. I was just a mess. I was angry. I wanted to fight the world. I was just a mess. So that night, I saw my sister, and she's like, oh, I saw mommy, and you know, she's not good, basically. The nurse already told us she had a few days left, right? So the next day I was supposed to go to the hospital to see my mom, and that morning I was sleeping, and at the time my ex, he was making breakfast for me and my daughter, and I was sleeping. I had like the most vivid dream about an ex of mine that passed away. He was like my first boyfriend that I've ever had. He was the sweetest guy. And I've never had a dream about him up until the day my mom passed away. So that day that my mom died, I was sleeping and I had a dream about Eves. His name is Eves. I'll do another podcast about him separately so you guys can really get to know who he is. God rest his soul. He was an amazing person. But anyway, I had a dream about him in a dream. I was walking down the street and I saw him, and he had like a blue Yankee hat on. He had a blue jacket on, and he was leaning against like a gate, and it was a lady coming down the street. But before the lady could get to him, I was so excited to see him that I'm like waving my hands from across the street in the air to get his attention. But he's looking at me, but it's like he's looking through me. It's like I don't even exist. It's like I'm a ghost in the dream, right? I'm like, hello, it's me. I'm so excited to see him, and he's just not saying anything. He's just looking through me like he's waiting for somebody. So it's a lady coming down the block. She has like a black sweatshirt on and some black sweatpants, and I can't see anything. I can't see her hands or anything, but she has like the hood like closed really tight, like a hoodie on, and it's closed really tight, but through the hood you could see like all of this big kinky hair, like a lot of hair. And in a dream, he waits for the lady, and then he grabs her hand, and then the lady still doesn't show me her face, and he turns around and he finally noticed me once he grabbed the lady's hand, and then he looks at me and he starts smiling. Right after that dream happened, I swear to God, it had to be like 2 minutes later, my dad called me and he said, you know, the nurses just called and said that your mom passed away. So not only did my mom let me know that was her, and he was waiting for her because he died the same month she did, which is so ironic. It let me know that my mom is safe. So not only that, we had to go to the hospice, you know, to pay our last respects or whatever. So I go and I see my mom. You know, I'm literally a mess at this point because it was just so much anxiety to literally see my mom lifeless. It's just, it's nothing that I ever would have ever imagined to deal with in my whole entire life. I know people die every day, but like I said, coming from Mary Carthens, my mother is a strong woman. I never thought that I would ever see her that way. So anyway, I get to the hospital and then I see her laying there. And I whispered something in my mother's ear. Only my mother would know. Only my mother would know. Only she would know. It's not only no one else would know, because I think maybe I mentioned it to my daughter at the time, but she was only like a really little girl at the time. Well, how old was I? Honestly, like 9, or I don't remember. Don't quote me, but I asked my mom for something and she was already gone. And I whispered in her ear. I told her I love her. And I you know, just let me know. I said, Mom, let me know that you made it to heaven safe. Send me a sign. And it was something that I asked her to send me. My mother passed away in October. And when I came from the hospital, mind you, that day it was very sunny outside. It was not cold. It was warm. It wasn't rainy. It wasn't messy. It wasn't any of that. Until I think the day of the funeral was pretty rainy and messy, but the day she passed, the sun was out, and it's just like, it was like a, like she was at peace. So I asked her something before I left hospice, and I whispered something in her ear. Like I said, she was already gone. And when I got home, it was in front of my door. So it sounds crazy, and it's okay if no one believes me, it's fine. But I asked my mother to leave me a feather. I said, Ma, I said, if you are in heaven and you are not in pain anymore, please send me a feather. I could have said anything else. I could have said a balloon. I could have said a feather was what just popped in my mind for some reason. I don't know why. So when I came back from the hospital after leaving, I came walking to my apartment, and right in front of my door, I swear to my daughter's life, my heart can stop now, was a little feather. It wasn't a big old giant feather. It wasn't like a big feather, like from a bird or anything. It was like a tiny little feather, like maybe from a pillowcase or a bubble jacket. And I even asked myself to this day, like, if it was cold outside, I would have blamed it on somebody's bubble jacket. Like, well, maybe the feather came from their coat. But it was October and it was warm outside, and there's no way that feather would have been in front of my apartment. So when it comes to being chosen and things like that, I definitely believe that my story is different from so many people. And I know we all have different stories and different things that we've been through, but mine's been so supernatural my whole life that I know when it's time for me to hide out. I know when it's time for me to withdraw. I know when it's time for me to fall back from social media and just focus on the goals that I have ahead of me. And I'm feeling that energy now. I'm not necessarily feeling the energy to be seen right now. And I don't even know why that is. I just feel like I'm transitioning into another era of my life. I'm 39. I'm about to enter the chapter of the 40s. And I just want to be physically and mentally prepared for all of those things. I'm very blessed, guys. I'm very grateful. But I have so many things that I want to accomplish. And like I said, when you're a chosen one, you go through a lot. Like, I lost my best friend. I'm going to do a podcast about her, just about her, because she passed away so many years ago and I miss her so much. And her name was Nina Boykin, and this was like my sister. Like, she was the most sweetest. I can't even really describe her no more, because we were like, what, 15, 16 years old, but we were like best friends. Like, it was nothing that Nina could do that would make her look like a bad person, because she was just always had the brightest smile, and she was just so skinny, and she had really pretty thick hair. I always remember doing her hair. I loved doing her hair. She had like the thickest hair, and it was long, and she had these big like round eyes and just the prettiest smile. Oh wow, I'm getting emotional, guys. Let me calm down. I haven't thought about Nina in, what year did she pass away? 1999 or 2000? It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I lost my sis. But I'm saying this to say this. Chosen ones, you lose a lot of people that you love, you know? Like, not just random people. We lose people every day. But I've lost so many loved ones, like, that I genuinely, like, love, that I would stop the world for, that I can make so many podcasts about. I have like my uncle Walt. I love him so much too, but he's my father uncle. I mean, my father's brother, he's still alive. My uncle Walt, by the grace of God, he's still alive. But I had an uncle Al, and my uncle Al, he passed away in the 90s. I think I was like 8 years old, but he was one of my favorite uncles too. And my uncle Russell, he was from my mother's side. He was like one of the funniest, most charismatic, charming, just, my uncle Russell had such a, I'm getting emotional. Let me take a sip of my Cosmo. Maybe it's the Cosmo. I basically went to vent today. I don't know. I think Uncle Birthday passed already. I'm sure it did. But happy birthday and Heaven Russell. Brody. Everybody that I love, like genuinely, and I feel like everybody that genuinely loved me is no longer physically here. I feel like I lost so many people that I genuinely love. Like my first boyfriend, he taught me how to drive. He taught me about, you know, how to work and get a job and, you know, how he used to say the best revenge is success. And I've had so many great people that I love that I lost so early. Like they had so much more time, but they didn't. And it made me appreciate life so much more. It also made me feel like there's some things that I like to keep to myself. I don't want to show the whole world me being happy because I feel like as soon as you're happy, it falls apart. So I like to just lay low and just appreciate my blessings in private. And I lost some good people that I love, and I'm sure we all have. So, you know, my loss is not better than your loss. It's just that we all lost a lot of good people that we honestly love. So I just feel like chosen ones, we go through the most, but we also are the most protected. You know, yeah, we probably survived a couple of TKOs that we could have been knocked out of here and taken out of here. But God always had our back. He always put us in the direction that we needed to be. He's always made sure that our needs are met. He's always protected us when things could have went left. And like I said, we have a lot more to do. And that being said, I am clairvoyant. For those that don't know what that is, do your research. I don't really want to get into it, but definitely very, very clairvoyant, very, very intuitive, very, very psychic. I don't like that word psychic because it makes me think of like Sylvia Brown from the Montel Williams show. Like it gives me very much Sylvia Brown when I say psychic, but I wouldn't say that. I would say I'm very clairvoyant and intuitive because I know things that happened before it happened. I predicted somehow, some way. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm letting you get an insight of my quirkiness and my truth. You know, some people might think it's weird, but the ones that get it, get it. I'm not trying to be popular. I'm just speaking my facts. And maybe it's someone else out here that's clairvoyant. You know, you might have a dream and predict what happened before it happens. You might know how to solve missing persons cases and things like that. That's kind of a blessing. Even though it might feel like it's a burden, it can be. But if you use it the right way, you definitely can help a lot of families out here. So on that note, and another thing, all right, let me go. I'm gonna say this real quick. My little cousin passed away, Z, and I miss him so much. Like, I just, like, and the thing about it is I didn't see him every single day, but just to know that he's not here anymore, like, he's not somewhere safe that I can see him if I want to, it bothers me so bad. Like, it tears me inside. Just the other night, I didn't tell anyone this. I think I just told my daughter not too long ago because I just wanted to keep it to myself. It felt so real. Like, I had a dream that my little cousin was in my bedroom. Like it's like he was standing next to my closet and I was asleep, and then I woke up and then I see him and he's smiling. All I see is his pearly white teeth, and he had like this polo jacket on, and it had like yellow and white in the jacket, and he was standing by my closet, and I couldn't believe it. In my dream, I jumped up out my bed and I went to give him a hug, and when I went to give him a hug, it's like I went through him. Like, it was like, it was just like one of those holograms. It was like that. It's like he came to visit me. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say a word. He just was standing by my closet, and I jumped up on my bed to give him a hug, and I just hugged nothing. And I turned around, and he was still smiling, and he just disappeared. So I don't know if that dream meant, like, because he's been on my mind so much, and I just always felt like, damn, I'm never going to see him again, and that hurts me. But I also felt like he's like, nah, I'm around you, T. Like, I'm around you, cuzzo. Like, you could see me, but you can't see me. Like, you can't feel me, but you could see me. I'm here. And just like when my mom passed away, the day she passed away, and my ex-boyfriend came in my dream and he met my mom, and, you know, it's like, I'm not physically here, but I'm here. Like, keep me in your prayers. Keep talking about me. It's like, you know, maybe when your kid go away to college and you don't see them for a while and you see them occasionally. I can't compare it to that, but in a dream, it felt like I'm not in Harlem no more, but I'm still around y'all. And y'all might, that's why I couldn't go to the funeral, because I think if I would have went to the funeral, it would have made it more, too much more real for me. But I'm such a big believer in spirit and energy and the universe that I know that my mom energy is still around me, my father's, my grandmother's, my cousins, my uncles. I just try to speak to him as much as possible, even though it might sound insane to you. It's okay with me, because I know about spirituality and I know how much energy works. And just because I can't see you don't mean that you ain't here. Just like I got family and friends that's still in another state. I can't see you every day, but you still here. I still love you, you know? So let me not make it too deep. Let me take another sip of my Cosmopolitan. And I don't even drink like that, but it's cold. I mean, it's cold and nice and good, and it's hot outside. So anyway, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And yeah, it's been 31 minutes and 59 seconds. And I basically just spilled my guts. I don't even know if you guys even listen to all of this, but you know what? It's okay. Cause like I said, this is going to be out there. And that's why I always want to be 100% transparent. Even when I get old and gray and I come back and listen to my podcast, I always want to be able to know that I was always speaking truth. I was always speaking facts, and I didn't have to sugarcoat or hide anything. I don't care how a person take me, if they like me, if they don't, if they think that I'm weird or whatever. That has nothing to do with me. That is all your problem. I'm super dope. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm out. Bye.